Let's go down to Michigan, where Democrats won big. The incumbent governor, Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat, won re-election by 10 points. The party took both state houses for the first time since the 1980s, and Michigan voters said yes to ballot measures on voting rights and abortion access. What happened? Let's put that to Matt Grossman, political scientist at Michigan State University. And Matt, Blue Wave, Michigan, what happened?
We did have substantial Democratic victories in all the statewide offices in three of the four U.S. House competitive districts and in the state House and the state Senate. I wouldn't put it all to a single factor, but certainly the abortion referendum, Proposition 3 being on the ballot, seemed to increase Democratic turnout and make the governor's race much more about abortion. People really did not know the Republican nominee for governor, and the one thing that they knew about Tudor Dixon was that she was for no exceptions on an abortion ban.
And what was the role of the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, being on the ticket? This is the same governor who was the target of a kidnapping plot by conspiracy theorists 2 years ago. Also a bit of a TikTok star. Was she a factor, an important factor?
Well, certainly she garnered support from a majority of the state, but I think you have to say who was she running against, and Republicans really did not put forward a candidate that people knew much about, and Whitmer effectively portrayed Dixon as being mostly about the extreme pro-life position on abortion. So I think that contrast made a big difference in the race. But certainly when the governor wins by 10.5 points statewide, under our new maps, that is going to make Democrats very likely to win both chambers.
And by new maps, you mean redistricting that favored many Democrats in the state?
We had a new redistricting commission this time, and it drew maps that made it much more likely that the statewide winner would win the majorities in both chambers. So they weren't Democratic favoring maps, but the previous maps were strongly Republican favoring maps. And so the change was significant. So even though Democrats will probably end up getting about the same number of statewide votes for their House and Senate candidates as 2018, they'll have a lot more seats, for example, doubling their Senate seats with a very similar number of votes.
Matt Grossman, is there a broader signal here coming from Michigan for Democrats nationwide, or is this just a story about Michigan?
Well, it may not just be a story about Michigan, but it may be a story that doesn't continue into future elections. We had a major policy change in abortion this year that went against the direction of the party in power, kind of reversing the typical pattern in a midterm election where the people who lost a major policy dispute are more likely to be animated, and swing voters tend to move against the direction of policy. And so it was a little different this time with the abortion decision, and especially in Michigan, where we had the opportunity to reverse that decision at the state level. That seemed to make a major difference, but I'm not sure it's replicable in future years.
Okay. And quickly, I'm just trying to understand, this is a Michigan Donald Trump won in 2016. There are book wars. There are school board wars. Is something changing politically in the state or not necessarily?
I don't think that Democrats can count on winning Michigan in the next presidential election. Historically, there's not a strong relationship between midterm outcomes and the following presidential election. It is true that Tudor Dixon focused more on education and sort of culture war issues, and that did not play well with the voters. But that doesn't mean that Trump or anyone else couldn't come back and win next time.
Matt Grossman is a political science professor and director of the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research at Michigan State University. Thanks so much.